Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for March 28, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Bernard Goyder of Risk.net has a big scoop that BGC Group, led by Howard Lutnick, is in discussion with banks and principal trading firms, or PTFs, to form a consortium that would have a stake in its electronic trading and exchange businesses. The story is titled, BGC Forming Consortium to Take on CME Group's Rates Empire, with the subheadline, Banks and PTFs are being offered a stake in FMX, which has CFTC approval to launch a futures exchange. Here is a summary of the article. Negotiations, ongoing for several weeks, involve major U.S. Treasury dealers such as Bank of America, Barclays, Citadel Securities, Citi, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan. The consortium aims to challenge CME Group's dominance in the U.S. rates market, where CME operates BrokerTec, the largest interdealer venue. FMX, a unit of BGC, recently obtained CFTC approval to launch a futures exchange competing directly with CME's interest rate futures complex. However, final details of the consortium, including governance, economic terms, and asset inclusion, are still being negotiated. Despite complexities, consortiums are common in fixed income trading, with examples like BrokerTec and TradeWeb. A BGC spokesperson challenged the accuracy of Risk.net's report without specifying the inaccuracies. However, both the banks and PTFs involved declined to provide any comments on the matter. Goyder wrote a previous story about the cash treasury markets on March 6 titled, Clobbered, How Toxic Flows Reshaped U.S. Treasury Trading, with the sub-headline, Volumes have dropped by more than a third at BrokerTec. The reasons are complex, the outlook uncertain. Here's a summary of that story. Since CME Group acquired BrokerTec in 2018, daily trading volumes for U.S. Treasury securities on the platform have plummeted by 39%, with dealers increasingly relying on internalizing customer flows and sourcing liquidity from non-bank market makers, even as U.S. Treasury issuance has soared. Around 10% of all U.S. Treasury trading now occurs via streaming channels, and BGC's Fentix UST has secured a 25% share of interdealer volumes since its 2018 launch. Non-bank liquidity providers say it has become harder to profitably monetize the remaining dealer flows on BrokerTec. Quote, it's just leftovers, unquote, says a PTF source. The issue of, quote, toxic, unquote, flows on BrokerTec has prompted dealers to seek alternative venues such as streaming services offered by TradeWeb and MarketAxess, which have seen significant growth. Lutnick's Fentix UST has emerged as a big winner with its curated order book approach. Despite the decline, BrokerTec remains a significant player in the U.S. Treasury trading, particularly during periods of volatility, though it faces challenges from evolving market dynamics and increased competition. But things are looking up. Regulatory changes, such as the U.S. Treasury clearing mandate, could impact BrokerTec's future trajectory, boosting CME's critical role in a fully cleared interdealer U.S. Treasury market. The Langer versus CME Group in class action lawsuit has continued to grind through its various steps since the January 30 hearing laid out the timetable for the CME to make its case to decertify the class action status and to exclude the expert testimony of Dr. Jonathan Arnold. The judge has also outlined the schedule for the replies and a status conference. The plaintiffs have until April 12, 2024 to reply to the CME's motion for summary judgment to decertify the class and to exclude the testimony of plaintiff's expert Jonathan Arnold. On May 14th, the CME will have a chance to reply one more time, and on May 29th, there will be a status conference via Zoom. If you're interested in reading any of the filings, you can read the CME's February 16th Memorandum of Law in support of their motion to decertify the class, or its Memorandum of Law in support of their motion for summary judgment. The latter is an excellent history of the CME and CBOT and their journey through the transition to electronic trading, demutualization, and merging. Lastly, there is a February 16th Defendant's Memorandum of Law in support of their motion to exclude the testimony of Dr. Jonathan Arnold, which made me want to pass a law preventing lawyers from using sharp knives, as Dr. Arnold appeared to have been eviscerated by the CME's legal team. For his part, Dr. Arnold's report this past July, when he estimated the, quote, total foregone fees across all plaintiffs is $1.008 billion, excluding pre-judgment interest, and $1.390 billion, including prejudgment interest, through June 30th, 2023, can be found with a link in today's newsletter. The Financial Times is reporting that research shows that the melting of polar ice during climate change is impacting global timekeeping by slowing down the Earth's rotation. This phenomena has been observed through changes in Earth's gravity field measured by satellites since 1976. As a result, the Earth's rotational speed deviates from standard time, leading to periodic additions of leap seconds to coordinate universal time, or UTC. Recently, fluctuations in the Earth's core have caused it to rotate faster, prompting discussions about the possibility of implementing a negative leap second by 2026. The New York Times is reporting that Anguilla has raked in over $32 million, a significant portion of its GDP, from registration fees for the .AI internet access. With the rise of artificial intelligence, companies clamor for domain names reflecting their involvement in the sector, fueling a surge in demand for .AI addresses, including notable entities like Elon Musk's AI company. CNN is reporting that Germany is considering a ban on breeding dachshunds and other dog breeds prone to skeletal anomalies, sparking concerns among dog lovers. The proposed law aims to prevent, quote, torture breeding, unquote, and strengthen animal protection regulations. However, this move has raised eyebrows, leaving Snoopy and other beloved breeds wondering if they'll be next on the chopping block. I, for one, will tell you the world would be worse off without the chameleon dogs known as dachshunds. FIA Boca is done, which means one thing. FIA is getting ready for IDX. You can see details and register for the June 17th to 19th conference with a link in today's newsletter. The SEC's Office of Human Resources is hosting a virtual information session on April 9, 2024, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Daylight Time, designed to share information about the agency's SEC Scholars Program application process and helpful tips for interested applicants. The Climate Investment Summit returns to London Climate Action Week on June 26, 2024, for its fifth consecutive year. Partnering with the London Stock Exchange Group for the third time, the summit is focused on current and emerging investment trends in clean energy, decarbonization, and climate and nature-based solutions, with climate finance taking center stage at the upcoming COP29. The urgency of funding transformative solutions for climate change is apparent. Participants can attend virtually or in person, learn more, or register with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: a turbocharged Bitcoin ETF is more popular than TSMC in Korea, from Bloomberg. List completes migration to Euronext Optic from The Trade. Volatility shapeshifters arbitrage-free shaping of implied volatility surfaces, from risk.net. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our FIA Boca coverage. Google Cloud's Rohit Bhat discusses the future of data, AI, and the cloud in financial markets. Data is the next gold rush, says Google Cloud's Rohit Bhat. Bhat was interviewed at FIA's International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, by John Lothian News for the JLN Industry Leader Series sponsored by Wedbush. Bhat spoke about the critical role of data, artificial intelligence, and cloud technology in driving innovation and differentiation. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. House Republicans demand SEC explain what's up with crypto platform Prometheum. As Prometheum Inc. nears an unprecedented moment in U.S. crypto history by beginning a custody operation that intends to hold customers' Ethereum tokens, ETH, the industry friends in Congress are demanding the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, explain what it means to do about this first U.S. special purpose broker-dealer for digital assets. Quote, "We are faced with an alarming scenario in which a SPD has announced that it intends to offer custodial services for ETH under a regime that does not permit such activity," unquote. The Republican chairman of the Financial Services and Agriculture Committees wrote in a letter to the SEC chair Gary Gensler, also signed by 46 other members of Congress. Quote, "This action, if allowed to proceed, could have irreparable consequences for the digital asset markets," unquote. My comment, the Prometheum conundrum. You got to click on a link to see the picture. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, "Don't be fooled, the worst corporate April Fool's jokes and how to spot them. Some April 1st jokes hit the mark, some fail miserably." Classics include Volkswagen, circus CEOs, and talking tulips. It's that time of year again. April Fool's Day is around the corner, with investors waiting to see where the first joke will land and whether anyone will fall for it. Will it be via an X post or a company statement or a video message from TGI Fridays Inc. announcing that its chief executive officer will step down to join the circus, to Volkswagen AG's purported name change to Volkswagen in the U.S.? What's meant to be a fun ploy to bolster a brand runs the risk of turning into a flop. My comment, look for announcements like this. Future Trade Inc., a leading innovator in the financial technology sector, is proud to announce the launch of the world's first time-traveling trading platform, Time Trader. This groundbreaking platform revolutionizes the futures markets by allowing traders to access future market data before it even happens, providing an unprecedented advantage in trading strategies. TimeTrader utilizes cutting-edge quantum algorithms and temporal displacement technology to bring traders market insights from the future. With this platform, traders can accurately predict market movements with 100% accuracy, enabling them to make informed decisions and capitalize on market trends before they unfold. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Dear Donald Trump, here's how to manage your stock market fortune. It requires recognizing a fundamental truth about Truth Social. The current valuation can't last. From James McIntosh. Dear Donald Trump, congratulations. You've finally managed to make it as a multi-billionaire, at least on paper, and thanks to the memification of your Trump Media and Technology Group under the ticker DJT. You are in the unusual position of being majority owner of a company bigger than some members of the S&P 500. Now comes the hard part, turning it into cash. You have a few options, but the bad news is that none of them are assured. My comment. I can't wait to hear whose fault it is that the price of DJT went down when he tries to cash out. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked item Wednesday was the John Lothian News video, Futures Discovery, Physical Delivery versus Cash Settlement, episode 7 in our Futures Discovery video series, which was number 2 on Tuesday. Second was SEC charges former Arista Networks chairman Andy Bechtolsheim with insider trading, a litigation release from the SEC. Third was, how will the cost of Sam Bankman-Fried's crimes be counted at sentencing, from the Financial Times. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, FTX's original sin is a warning sign to all of crypto. Evidence from the criminal trial of Sam Bankman-Fried suggests fraud was built into FTX from the beginning. Sometime between FTX's collapse and Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud conviction a year later, a consensus formed about the one-time boy genius of cryptocurrency. His wild, curly hair and beanbag chair naps at the office were largely for show, but his company, FTX, which had been used by millions of people to buy and sell digital currency, was the real deal. The crypto faithful see FTX as an almost success story if only its owner hadn't taken customer money to cover side gambles. As the author Michael Lewis put it on 60 Minutes, quote, they actually had a great real business, unquote. That idea has been bolstered by a twist in the FTX bankruptcy. When the company collapsed, $8 billion in customer funds had vanished. But the lawyers running it now say they expect to recover enough money to pay back everyone in full. Bankman-Fried's allies have used this to suggest that the customer funds weren't so much stolen as they were redirected into at least a few surprisingly good investments. Quote, whatever else might be said about Bankman-Fried, he was a brilliant businessman, unquote, the law professors Ian Arris and John Donahue wrote in a recent essay arguing he was wrong to even declare bankruptcy. His lawyers have used this argument to call for a light sentence. On March 28th, a federal judge will decide whether to go easy on him or send him to prison for 40 years or more, as prosecutors are seeking. Here's another story. This is a press release from the U.S. Department of Treasury. U.S. Department of Treasury releases report on managing artificial intelligence-specific cybersecurity risks in the financial sector. Today, the Department of the Treasury released a report on managing artificial intelligence-specific cybersecurity risks in the financial services sector. The report was written at the direction of Presidential Executive Order 14110 on the safe, secure, and trustworthy development and use of artificial intelligence. Treasury's Office of Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure Protection, OCCIP, led the development of the report. OCCIP executes the Treasury Department Sector Risk Management Agency's responsibility for the financial services sector. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. SBF prison time hangs on persuading judge he is no Bernie Madoff. Prosecutors are seeking 40 to 50 years for disgraced crypto mogul. FTX customers, investors incurred losses of over $10 billion. The judge presiding over Sam Bankman-Fried's sentencing Thursday will have to decide whether the fallen crypto mogul is a run-of-the-mill financial fraudster or a villain eclipsed only by Ponzi scheme mastermind Bernie Madoff. Whichever view carries the day will determine whether the 32-year-old Bankman-Fried spends most of his remaining years behind bars or emerges from prison while still in middle age. And then here's a story from Reuters. The headline, Coinbase must face U.S. security regulators lawsuit, judge says. A federal judge in Manhattan on Wednesday said the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's lawsuit against Coinbase can move forward, but dismissed one claim the regulator made against the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange. U.S. District Judge Catherine Polk Fala partly granted Coinbase's motion to dismiss the SEC's lawsuit, which alleges the company is flouting its rules. While the decision is a partial win for Coinbase in what could be a lengthy and expensive court battle, it largely blesses the SEC's approach to cryptocurrency and agrees with other judges who have sided with the regulator. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.